Diana Enriquez is, I like to say, a friend of mine. Hi, Diana. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm great. It's always great to be here with you, John.
This may be the last time you and I talk about Bernie Madoff. He has passed away. Mm-hmm. You wrote the book Wizard of Lies, which is a fascinating bit of storytelling and a really comprehensive dive into how he and we all got there. What was your thought when you heard the news that he passed away today?
Well, it had not been unexpected. I first knew he had kidney disease several years ago when he was first diagnosed in prison. He told me at that point that, you know, he would decline any dialysis treatment because he wasn't in the business of extending his life behind bars. But he did seek treatment and had, of course, more recently sought a medical clemency action from the government. So I knew it was really just a matter of time before he died. So I can't say it's a big surprise, but there is kind of a lurch, sort of knowing that that the judgment of history is now going to be kind of final. The case is closed.
What was the status of the clawback? So the people that did give him money, he invested it, and then they did well because they withdrew it before this whole thing went down. The government then said, well, actually, you shouldn't have benefited that way, and you have to pay us back. What's the status of that, do you know?
Well, the recovery status overall, John, it's hard to sift out the money that was raised through clawback lawsuits and the money that was raised through settlements with people who perhaps should have been more diligent, more effective in preventing Madoff's fraud. It's really been historic. Now, with two caveats. First of all, not every victim was eligible for recovery. If you were an indirect investor invested with him through some family group or pool, you were not in line for that bankruptcy court recovery. And second, you're just getting your capital back. You're not getting back any of the money you thought you were making over all those years of, you know, regularly investing and saving up for retirement. That money was made up in Bernie Madoff's mind, and it's gone. So with those two very important caveats, there's been a historic recovery. Small investors, which are those with claims of $1 million or less, have been fully repaid the capital they originally gave.
Wow. Bernie. I didn't know that.
Larger investors. These are the $10 million, $100 million, in some case, $1 billion claims from big hedge funds. They're on track to get somewhere around 60 cents on the dollar. Now, a Ponzi scheme recovery is considered a real success if you get a nickel on the dollar back. So this is really in an epic recovery. It's taken more than a decade, however, and too many of Madoff's older victims just did not survive to see the recovery.
One last thing. This is a philosophical question, but it's heartbreaking to discover that his one son died of cancer. On the two-year anniversary of his arrest, another son, mid-40s, took his life by suicide. Bernie's wife has watched all of this happen. Do you have sympathy for her? I wonder what emotional box I put her in.
I have an immense amount of sympathy for Ruth Madoff. She woke up one day and discovered her entire life was a lie. And it was a lie that cost her all her friends, that cost her her sons, ultimately. It was a lie that destroyed much of her life. And yet, she gets up every day. She works in small charities around where she lives. She focuses on her grandchildren and finds a way to keep going. So I think she's sort of the forgotten background figure here. But yes, I do have not only sympathy, but a good bit of respect for the resilience and just the composure that has led her to keep going in the face of what she's experienced.
Diana Enriquez, her book is Wizard of Lies about Bernie Madoff. Your latest book is A First Class Catastrophe. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's an account of the 1987 market crash, which I had a lot of fun writing. I'm at work on a new book about the early days of Wall Street regulation. So I'm having a lot of fun with financial history.
Let's say you and I connect again on that. Thank you for your time today, Diana.
You're so welcome, John.